Good afternoon, Ginger Adventurers! I'm excited to review another episode of One Piece. This is episode 4. We find Nami in a small boat. And some pirates come upon her thinking that she's a young, innocent girl. That is so not true. Oh man, y'all are in for it. Y'all are falling for it. You're falling for it. Yes, a panda springs out of the box. That is so great. I love it. I just love it. She takes off with their boat. They're now stuck on her little boat. I love it. It's just so great. And she tells them the storm clouds are coming. What? That's even better. That's even better. Pouring rain comes down. The boat goes down. All you see is the panda head in the water that popped out of the treasure box. That is hysterical. Luffy's past. Enter red-haired Shanks. Luffy is always hungry. I don't think there's ever a time that Luffy's not hungry. Don't you think it's dumb that someone that wants to be king of the pirates doesn't have a single navigational skill? Oh, Luffy says that Zoro's lost. Zoro is always lost, people. Aww. The memory flashback to Shanks and the meaning of the straw hat. Oh, seriously, strings tugging at my heart right now. Shanks is the man, y'all. You don't even know. Shanks is so the man. Oh, look at little kid Luffy. He's so cute. Now come in these stern-looking guys demanding sake. Man, Shanks tries to be nice and offer them a bottle, and they smash the bottle. That's just rude. Luffy is steaming mad over these guys. Shanks starts laughing, which makes everybody else laugh, and Luffy's mad because he doesn't understand why they're laughing. Shanks makes a good point. It's not worth getting bent out of shape. He spilled a little booze on him. Shake it off. So Luffy grabs a devil fruit because he's eating out of frustration and doesn't realize what he's eating. So Shanks turns him upside down and tries to shake it out of him. Dude, that's not going to work. He instantly becomes stretchy. That is so great. It takes away your ability to swim, but it also turns your body into rubber. Now that stern group of guys has hold of Luffy. This rotten kid's made you angry, so you're gonna kill him? That seems a bit harsh. And up steps Shanks. Shanks is so confident, it's great. I love it. Oh man. One of Shanks' pirates was standing next to the guy holding a gun to his head, and he shot the guy. Oh, they did not see that coming. So he's willing to laugh off beer spilled on him, but them trying to kill Luffy, he's not going to let that happen. They all come charging at him with swords. Yeah, Shanks' crew takes him down. Well, that's a cowardly way out. Drop a smoke bomb so that you can disappear, and you took Luffy? Oh, okay, you know what? That's just dirty. That is so dirty. This is so bad. He throws Luffy in the water, and Luffy can't swim anymore. That's karma for you. Big sea monster that comes up on your ass when you throw the kid in the water. See, because when you try to kill a kid, that's not going to turn out well. That's great. The sea monster just ate him. That is just so great. This part's not great, though. It's going for Luffy, too. That's not good. Except, of course, out of nowhere comes Shanks to save Luffy. I love Shanks, y'all. Look at that face! So serious. Oh, get lost, sea monster. Serious face. That's all it took. That sea monster took off. Oh my goodness. The sea monster took off Shanks' arm. And Luffy's bawling. I'd be bawling. I'm surprised Shanks is so calm. He tells Shanks he's not going to beg to go with him because he's going to become a pirate on his own. And Shanks says, I don't think you're going to become a pirate. To which, of course, Luffy gets angry. Heck yeah, Luffy, you tell him. I'll show you. Oh, this is such an iconic moment. Such an iconic moment. Where Shanks gives Luffy his straw hat. This moment. And Luffy's crying. He tells Luffy he wants him to bring that hat back to him someday in good condition, only once he's a pirate. I'm telling y'all, this hat, it is the symbol of Luffy's crew. Luffy goes to catch a bird for him and Zoro to eat and ends up with his head in the bird's beak. You've got to be kidding me. And this is your captain. He finds the dumb guys that Nami left in the water. And they're trying to get saved. And he's like, dude, I don't have time to stop. You're just going to have to jump into the boat as I go by. Y'all are ridiculous. You're going to try to fight Zoro? Y'all are ridiculous. Zoro puts him to work rowing. Not everybody knows Buggy the Clown. Yeah, the devil fruit that the clown ate is fascinating. And that's where they leave us. They leave us with a scene of Nami running with a map. Luffy's being dropped from the bird in front of none other than Buggy the Clown. That is priceless. To be continued. That was a fantastic episode. Adventurers, if you love what you are hearing, please consider subscribing to my podcast. You can do this by going to adventuresofginger.buzzsprout.com and hitting the subscribe button. For just $3 a month, you can show your support for the adventures you are hearing. Any new subscriber will get a shout out on my next episode. Also, if you want to leave questions, comments, just say hello. Feel free to go to adventuresofginger@gmail.com, facebook.com/adventuresofginger, Twitter @gingeradventure, or my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@adventuresofginger. See you on the wild side.